Hey guys, welcome to another impromptu edition of the Ono Radio Show. Like I said a couple days ago, while this whole craziness is going on and we're all kind of stuck at home, we're going to be trying to give you as much, you know, kind of random content and things to listen to as possible. So right now, today, I'm going to be having a little bit of a chit-chat with one of my favorite people in the podcast community. He is from the BYOCB show, and his name is Alex Moorhead. So today we just sit down, from our collective phones and do a little bit of a virtual show. It's only about half an hour, but that's kind of what I'm going to be doing with all these. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a virtual Ono Radio show, and that's going to be interesting to see how well that goes. See if the problem is, if Mikey falls asleep during this show, we won't be able to wake him up because he'll probably be on his earbuds or, you know, be at home. So good luck with that one. We'll probably lose Mikey within the first 10 minutes. Otherwise, enjoy this, interview. I don't even know what to call it. I would call it a chat with our good friend Alex Moorhead from BYOCB. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, bud?
I'm definitely not drinking a Guinness while I work.
I'm definitely not drinking a White Claw right now either.
That's awesome, dude. Is that the go-to quarantine drink of choice?
I feel like there's a certain point of the day. Like, if you're going to start early, a White Claw is always a good choice. You know, something light, something, you know, like your bold move with the Guinness, man. Like, that's definitely a tough one.
Yeah, I just need something to coat the throat, you know.
I hear you.
Protect from the virus.
Yeah. So on the line with us right now, you can hear him all over BYOCB show. It's my good friend Alex Moorhead. How you doing, bud? Things are crazy right now.
I don't know. Things are great, man. Everything seems normal. Nothing weird's going on. Having the best time of my life. Wearing a thong most days just so I can sun my cheeks.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Things are fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, they are. They are. I know, like, everybody's out there, like, in the same, you know, position. But for me, I work a lot of freelance, right? So I work, you know, kind of when I get gigs. That means that I do already spend a lot of time at the house, and so it's really not that much different than if I just wasn't working for myself. But it is different because I've got my wife here right now working from the home. And
obviously there's good parts to that, but how's that going for you? Not to like dive into your personal life too much.
Well, it's day one, so it's pretty hard to tell so far. She spent the last couple of days just getting everybody, you know, like her team and everything set up for this. So now today's like kind of like the first, like, giving it a full go. But I mean, so far so good, I guess. Like I think one of us will drive the other one insane. Probably me driving her insane.
I was going to say, I have a bet on which way that's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Because honestly, it's like, ooh, am I allowed to talk with her? I don't want to talk with her because she's like, you know, busy with her, you know, spreadsheets and all of her stuff that she's doing with work. And I'm just kind of like, all right, well, I guess I'll just do chores around the house. I mean, I can't, you know, usually I'd, take a nap, maybe rub one out, maybe, just kind of do my own thing. But now I feel like I have to, like, fuck, I got to be busy. I got to actually, like, do stuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm working out of, actually my parents have some room in their business in the back of their warehouse. Their employees are kind of out of pocket right now. And my baby's at the house because by herself. She's just making pizza rolls.
Oh, good, good.
No.
Very advanced baby.
My baby's at the house because daycare is canceled, you know, so my mother-in-law is luckily retired, so she's there helping out. But it was one of those things where, I mean, I love my mother-in-law, but between her and the baby, like, there's no way I'd get anything done if I was at home, you know?
Yeah, I hear that. So your wife's having to work as well, right?
Yeah. She works in pharmacy on the corporate side of things. So, like, medication is kind of important right now. So,
yeah, no kidding.
They still got her working, man. Which is, you know, I feel good about it. But yeah, man, I mean, I was talking to you the other day about it. Like, man, definitely my heart is with everybody who, thoughts and prayers, everybody who's
right
in Orlando right now that works as entertainment or hospitality or anything else. Like, I know it's tough, man. It's definitely one of those things where, and you know, Chris Fisher, who's the host of BYOCB, like, he's really trying to make it a point that, like, wherever we can help support the local hospitality and art scene, because it's going to be a tough one, man.
It is. It is. That's why I did an interview the other day with the guys from No Days Off Orlando, who were going to be
I saw that.
Yeah, they're going to be putting on a live streaming sort of telethon thing on Saturday, March 21st. I actually think that they've got a few, they're going to be doing like a few different events starting, I believe, tomorrow. And that'll be interesting, you know, just, I think that's maybe going to be the new norm for a little while. I don't know if you saw yesterday, St. Patrick's Day, Dropkick Murphys, right? They did
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
I didn't see the whole thing yet, but, did it come off okay?
Oh, it came off great, man. I mean, those guys are just, I don't know, they're just the best type of humans, I think.
Right.
And they're all old punk dads now. And they're so Boston that it makes my face hurt. Like, literally, they're going through and then they stopped halfway through and they're like, all right, we're going to take some fucking questions from the people online. We can't go to the bar. And they're going through, and then somebody asks, like, hey, where are you guys playing? He's like, we can't say because our fans are dumbasses.
They'll show up
and cough on each other.
That's great, though. I mean, I wonder how that is just, like, for them as a band, not getting, like, those crowd reactions and stuff, you know? Like, it's got to be difficult. For sure.
Yeah.
And do you see this like as a new thing? I mean, even after this is all over, like whenever that is, I mean, do you think we're definitely going to see a ton more of this going on.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get all like philosophical and futurist on you, but the more I think about it, like it's only a matter of time until live streaming virtual reality becomes enough of an option where, you know, we're going to be able to wear a headset
and like, feel like we're at the show and all that.
Yeah. Have you done like the Oculus Rift or any of that stuff?
Just very briefly, you know, a friend of mine let me play with one of his at a party one time, but I'm not a gamer per se anyway. So
right. That's,
you know, it's not really in my wheelhouse, but I can definitely see for purposes such as this, it kind of, I mean, they're probably going to experience a huge boom for, you know, people that aren't gamers and people like myself that, okay, this is going to become a new form of entertainment. And we've all sort of wondered, will the VR thing ever completely take off? This could easily be one of those, you know, one of those things.
Yeah, kind of a watershed moment for
it,
right?
Yeah. And I think that goes with a lot of things right now. We're just seeing, maybe, like, I don't want to call it like a dystopian future or anything, because I'm way more optimistic than that. And
and
at the end of the day, like, we need to be optimistic. And I hope that we can have some normality when all is said and done and go back to sort of, you know, the old way of life. But I definitely think we're going to see, as a norm, more people wearing these masks out in public. We're going to see, you know, just a definitely cultural shift that I guess we won't know exactly how it's all going to affect us until it does.
Yeah, I agree, man. But, you know, you think about it and, you know, I've been doing a lot of back and forth with it, man, especially like, you know, having the baby definitely makes me, I don't know, a little more introspective on things, I guess. And
for sure.
You know, and for a long time, I've freaked out. Yeah, not a long time, but, you know, for a little bit there, I was freaking out. And then, I don't know, are you familiar with C.S. Lewis at all?
To a degree, yeah. C.S. Lewis, fantasy writer, right? Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he's, ironically enough, a Christian author, which, like, you know, most of the time I wouldn't really dive too much into it. But he wrote an essay about living in the age with the atomic bomb, right?
Wow.
And it was one of those things where he was like, look, man, from the dawn of time, humanity has had the means to, like, do itself in, right? And yet we've lived past, you know, everything to this point. And so it's just one more thing that looms over our heads. But like, if that's what's happening and that's what it is, and the bomb comes, like, let it find us listening to music. Let it find us, you know, sharing a beer with a friend. Let it find us doing human things, you know? And so I kind of turned my perspective on this the same way, where I feel like, you know, we survive living in cages. we survive living in caves. We fucking, you know, made it through the Industrial Revolution and poor sanitation and everything else. And life moves forward. It's just different. It changes. And I think we're going to see, you know, society ad litem push through to the next stage of humanity, and it'll be different, but it'll be just as good as every other stage, you know?
That's a really good way to look at it. You know, it might be different, but we're still going to be able to, I think humanity does move on, and you know, in an optimistic world, we can learn from some of this stuff. Like when we talked the other day, I think it's going to really open people's eyes as to why are we all going to these offices, you know, for 40 hours plus a week, and you know, not being, you know, more present with our families and our loved ones. And this might be a catalyst towards, hey, we can make this happen. Like, for instance, like, we're doing this right now. And yeah, it probably doesn't sound as good as if you were in the studio sitting across from me, you know, with a microphone, but it sounds fine. And and that technology is only going to get better and better and better. And just the ability for us to have a conversation like this for other people to listen to, I think, is it just our small way of adjusting to a new way of life. Like, I would hate a world, too, where I can't have friends over and hang out on my porch and drink copious amounts of beer and you know, things like that. But at the same time, whatever we can do to, you know, keep moving on in the time that we need to do it. Like if this is a way for us to, you know, have some just relief of like the craziness of the situation, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Dude, I'm with you on that for sure. And I think about, like, you know, the good of this, right? Like, my company would never have allowed me to work remote, and now they have to. So now I'm able to show them, like, hey, I can do my job just as well not sitting in the office, right? And I like the office. I like interacting with everybody, but...
And it's nice, like, to get out of the house. It's nice to do things, you know? It's nice to be social and all this type of thing. But it may be not, you know, 5 days a week. Maybe, you know, that can be toned back just a tad. And we can have, like, hey, can I work from home a half day? I've got a doctor's appointment. It makes no sense for me to go all the way back to the office. And rather than taking a full day off of work, here we are. We can do things like this that, hey, I think you brought this up the other day. We have to be sort of like responsible in that too right now and not fuck off. And still get work done. And as long as that's shown, then there's, you know, there's going to be promised, like, you know, going down the line.
Yeah. And like, you know, if on a Friday afternoon or on a Friday, I'm able to work from home, then at 5 o'clock I clock out, and at 5:01 I'm getting to spend more time with my family.
You're able to pick up your daughter earlier from daycare and things like that. Like, and that's going to go for a little bit of everyone. I've heard, like, the argument too, that there's been plenty of disabled people that find it hard to get to work. Think about if you were in a wheelchair, you still have this job. You still have to get the wheelchair out of the car, and that whole, like, it's a process, man. I've seen, you know, I've got, you know, friends even from my theme park days that have seen them do that type of thing. And if they can have a form of employment where, again, maybe it's not every day of the week, but if they can have a little bit of a reprieve from some of that, then why wouldn't we do that?
Right, exactly. And why wouldn't it benefit the company as a whole, right? Like, what's good for the individual will produce and yield more for society ad litem, right? So,
and a happier, you know, employee is going to get more work done theoretically and be more productive than an unhappy employee.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. And even like we talked about yesterday, like even doing little stuff like this and finding things to do, or, you know, the Dropkick Murphys doing the live stream, like, you know, I mean, we joke about it all the time, but it is serious. Like, what we do with podcasting, I never have taken any other philosophy other than, honestly, life sucks, like, for most people most of the time. And so if little things can help people have an escape or laugh, like, I think those things are invaluable right now, dude. So, I really think it's good that you're doing stuff like this. BYOCB is going to be recording soon. I know, like you said, the No Days Off guys are working on stuff. I really think it opens up an opportunity for people to extend that creativity a little bit and really come together and help each other in ways that we didn't even know we needed to be helped, man. So,
no, you're absolutely
As shitty as this is, I definitely look at it and see some things that make me really proud to be human. And there have been some periods of time as of late where maybe I haven't had that same outlook and hope in humanity. So this is a good little reset and a chance for us to grab hold of, I think, what makes being alive worth it. And fuck, man, that's worth something. You know what I mean?
You're 100% right. And I love your positivity towards it all, because you're absolutely right when you say that this might be a bit of a reset. Like, it seems like the world sort of needed this leading up to all this, with just like political tensions and racial tensions and everything that kind of comes with, I'm not going to even use the president's name, but even with with that guy and this administration being such a divisive thing with most people, this is the sort of reset that we might have needed probably a lot longer than we realize that we have. And it's a chance to just kind of, if nothing else, it's a chance for us to all at least reflect and say, what is it that's the huge problems, or what are the huge problems, and how can we move forward in bettering those problems?
Right. And realizing, I don't know. I understand it's more complicated than that, than saying we're all one planet. But the truth is, man, we are all on a rock hurtling through space.
And we've never
all we got.
Yeah. And let's be real. Yes, we've had horrible tragedies across the world with wars and terrorist attacks and things that do affect the world to a degree, but they don't affect nothing is really in my lifetime, at least. I'm sure my parents and their parents' lifetime, apart from, of course, World War II, would be like literally the last time that a whole, portion of the globe is affected by the same thing.
All at once.
Yeah. That alone is something worth just like being like, whoa. It's mind boggling. I kind of want the aliens to just come down right now and be like, yo, dudes, we told you, like, here's the cure, but
you passed the test. you've learned to stand up for one another.
Yeah, well, as stupid as it sounds, like that, it's things like this that help, move. I'm not using the term progressive as a political term, but just us progressing, as a whole, as a society, as a culture. So, man, I love the fact that we're trying to put a silver lining on this. I think it is important to do so. What are some of the biggest pain in the asses that you've encountered so far?
I mean, honestly, for me, dude, selfishly, I fucking love soccer. I love MLS soccer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And having the season kind of on suspension right now after just like we were only back 2 weeks and now it's done. And it's like, that really fucking blows.
Is it suspended indefinitely, or are they just canceling the whole season?
So right now it's just suspended for 30 days. I think we're on day six of that. Luckily we were so early in the season that I think they may just try and add the games back in.
It might go in their favor, the timing.
Right. But that sucks. And then also there's only one, I'm not a spiritual person, but the one place that I do feel some sort of spiritual connection to something beyond myself is always that live music.
Oh, for
sure.
That's
my church, right? That's where I quote unquote, worship is smashed together with 100 other people sweating on each other.
Yeah.
And
being at a punk rock show, getting nasty, singing along with your friends, shoulder to shoulder, arm to arm.
For sure, dude. That's for me, that's my reset. That's where I kind of find rebirth and renewal. And, not sure when that's going to be an option again, if it ever, you know, I'm sure it will be eventually, right? But like, I had tickets with my buddy Tanner to go see Bad Religion and Alkaline Trio next month,
right?
And that's already been delayed. So, you know, that's kind of the pain in the ass stuff. I will tell you, you want my tips for how we, you and I, cash in on this apocalypse?
Oh, let's do it.
Dude, I'm thinking a lot about this, right? And there's a market for both of us. And I think we cover two very different markets, right?
Sure.
But there's one thing that is going to be completely recession-proof and completely in need and have the opportunity. Plus, technically, we can already do it. We're technical guys, right?
Right.
Cam. Webcamming. You and I need to start.
Yeah.
They cam girls and cam guys are about to make so much money. And you can produce all the porn from here. You don't need to leave.
That's true. I you know, that's a really good point. I'm gonna have to do mine in like a in a luchador mask, I think. I'll have to cover my tattoo just to make sure that, you know, but that, but like you said, there's a market for everybody. There's a market for skinny dudes. There's a market for big dudes. Like, and I know you've lost a lot of weight, not calling you big,
I'm just saying you're bigger.
Yeah. And, but no, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Especially if you're like relatively attractive, those people are going to be making mint.
Dude, and you know what? I've given this some thought too. Fuck a mask. If somebody wants to pay to watch me jerk off, I'm gonna do it without the mask.
You know what?
They deserve to see my face.
You know what? I'll consider it. I'll consider it. we'll start our own business, like averagecams.com, something like that.
Instead of my free cams, it'll be my should be free cams.
Yes. That's a great name. That's a great name. I love that. So yeah, okay. So you're right. Like, those are the two of the things that are the most annoying. I will say that just even like, of course, like grocery shopping for me yesterday, man, like I have problems with my anxiety as it already is. But I just felt like, oh fuck. Like I can see a potential like actual sort of lockdown of things. Like I can see that maybe happening. And of course I've got no, you know, credence to add to that. It's just, you know, you fear the worst. Sure. Right.
Right.
And with everything going on, I'm like, I have to go grocery shopping tomorrow, much less just because I need all my Trulies. I need my, I need a good beer supply. Sure. At least to get me by.
Just, you know, pizza rolls.
Sure.
Although I literally bought
pizza rolls yesterday. I literally got pizza rolls.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
They're the apocalypse food of choice.
But just being at the grocery store, man, it was so panic attack inducing because it wasn't necessarily like, I mean, it was definitely busier than usual on a Tuesday afternoon. I think I went around this time, maybe a little bit earlier, you know, and, usually a midday on a Tuesday, you're like, okay, great. Everybody else is working. That's usually when I'll do the grocery shop, right? Perfect time. It was like, you know, it's kind of the same as like when you go like after work to a Publix or something, right? And it's slammed. Everybody's in there just trying to get their quick thing and get out. But yesterday, like, it wasn't that anybody was necessarily being rude. It was just like an overall sense of like tension. You could feel it in the air. You could cut it with a knife. Like, this tension was there that it's like, I want to be cordial with you, but at the same time, can you maybe not talk so much at the deli counter or, you know, when you're ringing up my groceries, can we also like maybe stand a little further away from each other and all of that? And it sounds like paranoia, but that's what they're literally telling us that we need to do. Things like that, just like general day-to-day life, and getting food and getting, you know, having these like, you know, very small interactions with people. I'm kind of like, I don't want to be rude here, but can we do this in a couple weeks? Like that's, you know, I'm not thrilled about my lawn guy who drives around the neighborhood, right? Like, he just does this. He rides his scooter. He's a retired guy. And so he drives around the neighborhood and he sees me outside having a cigarette or whatever from time to time. And he stops by at least once or twice a week. He'll come by, have a little chit chat and what have you. And I'm like,
yeah,
maybe not do this for a little while. Like,
right.
I mean, am I being overprotective of myself? I don't know.
No, man, here's what I think. I think two things. First thing I think is that really it doesn't matter how we feel emotionally or how what's going on. This is the time where we all just shut the fuck up and listen to the scientist.
Yep.
And I know that that feels and shouldn't feel, but a lot of people make it feel political when you say that. But like, if my house is on fire, I'm going to let the firemen tell me how to handle the situation. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let them handle the situation. Right.
Right. That's what they're paid to do. That's their expertise.
Right. And it's one of those things where like we pay as a society scientists to do their jobs for things like this. So like if the scientists tell us to shut the fuck up and stay indoors for a little bit, let's just do it. I mean, they're the ones that are experts here. Let's listen to them. And I'm sure all the pain on the front end will result in better times on the back end, you know? And that's the thing. Like, anytime anyone shares or sends me or text messages me anything, I'm like, hey, listen, if it doesn't come specifically from the CDC website, don't send it to me. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't want this hyperbole, this just, like, kind of, like, random conjecture of yours. Like, no, that's yeah, the whole fake news really has to stop with this particular thing, and you know, yeah.
Right.
I'll also say for me, like one of the biggest problems, or you know, one of the things I feel awful about for a couple of friends of mine is they're supposed to be getting married, of course, like at the it's towards the end of April. I want to say it was like the 24th of April. Now things might slow down by then, but who knows? We don't have an answer, so I'm sure they're trying to work out: do we even go forward with this public wedding? You know, like it's a rather large wedding that's going to have like at least over 150 people, I think, at it.
I don't know. I mean, I love my wedding, but listen, dude, it's a waste of money. So they're better off.
I mean, I'm with you. And then on a certain date, I won't say it just in case this person listens, but we are also, you know, planning a bachelor party for, you know, the groom.
Right.
And we're really kind of up in arms as to, do we even do this? Like, do we book it now and maybe get like, we can do the thing after the wedding or, you know, just it. Oh, I mean, I guess it is like, it's selfish, right? Because it's just, at the end of the day, it is just a minor inconvenience in life, but.
Right.
But, and I mean, like I was trying to explain this to my mom the other day as well, who is over from Portugal. And she's staying with my brother, but she also like, oh, but I'm only over here for so long and I want to make the best of my time and my experience and like see everybody that I miss from when I live back, you know, from when I lived here and all that. And I'm like, yeah, but mom, like, I know that like you'd love to do all these things. Sometimes we just have to take the inconvenience.
Right.
You know,
and it sucks. I mean, it really does suck, dude. I mean, I can't imagine looking forward to that date or being on vacation. And, you know, I mean, there are people who save their whole lives to go to Disney World, even though we live right next to it. Right. And
yeah.
That shit had to be canceled for some people. And like,
if you're coming from anywhere but Central Florida and you're staying on Disney property doing the Disney thing, you're not getting out of there doing even if you're doing like a three, four day thing, that's going to be a $5,000 to $10,000 trip. Let's just be real.
Easy, dude. Yeah. Easy. And so, you know, people who had been waiting to do that and saved up or whatever, like, It does suck. Like, make no bones. Like, don't make light about it at all. But at the end of the day, like, you know what sucks even more? Fucking death, I would assume.
Yeah.
Like, I've never experienced it, but like, this is just those times, man, where, you know, it's one of those things where, like you said, right? Like, we put the pain up front and then maybe we don't have to feel that pain on the back end. You know what I mean?
Really, really well put. Really well put. I won't keep you too long because I know you still have to do like some work the rest of the day, right?
Yeah, I know. Remember when we said that since we're working from home, we shouldn't fuck around so that way they can let us work from home?
Yeah,
there I am.
yeah, exactly. Well, I figured, you know, at least like it's on your lunch break. You can eat your burrito from your desk while you're working now, right? I mean, like,
I clocked that, dude. We're fine. I'm on break. But listen, I don't need this fucking job anymore because we're going to start my shouldbefreecamps.com.
That's absolutely right. Is there Is there anything else you just want to throw out there or promote or whatever while we while we're on the phone?
Yeah, man. BYMCBshow.com. If you go to any of our social media, BYMCB, we're mostly just pumping out stuff about supporting local businesses and artists in any way we can. Listen to Ono Radio Show because they're fucking amazing.
Ah, you're too sweet. You're too sweet.
And then, beyond that, dude, fuck Atlanta and fuck the Tampa Bay Rowdies and fuck New York too. Everyone versus Orlando. Let's go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you like real quick? Are you going to actually be doing BYOCB from a bar? Are you guys going to take that risk or what's up with that?
We're talking about it now. I think, honestly, just more so childcare is going to kind of dictate
that
we may end up doing a virtual thing. But no matter what we have to do, we're going to find a way to put out some content and bullshit around and hopefully let people laugh, dude. Because, like I said, if we can help people forget how crazy things are for 5-10 minutes,
yeah.
Then we've done better with our lives. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm here to help in any way that I can. Let me know if you just need any technical help on the virtual side of things and being able to put on a show. I'd be more than happy to lend my expertise. And I will then also say thank you very much for just sitting down and shooting the shit with me. I want to also say that it's important for us to vent and not ignore that the problem's out there. But I think with Ono Radio Show tomorrow, we're going to try and stay away from the topic as much as possible. We're doing it right now. It's impossible almost to not mention it. Right.
Right.
But let's do our best to just, like you said, have some laughs, enjoy the time, even if it's just over the phone with each other, and make people forget about things. I think excellently said.
If there's one thing I know about the shit ship, it's that they have always been able to find their own winds to sail on. I have no doubt that you'll do the same tomorrow. I'll definitely be listening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alex. We'll talk again, man, sometime soon, and best of luck with the rest of your day, my friend.
All right. Stay safe. Wash them hands.
Yeah, buddy. Bye.
Bye.